Test 81, Section 3, Question 7. So with this one, it says, politicians often advocate increased overall economic productivity while ignoring its drawbacks. So they say, yay for overall economic activities, but they don't look at the drawbacks. For example, attempting to increase productivity of a corporation means attempting to increase its profitability, which typically leads to a reduction in the number of workers employed by it. Okay, so that's saying in a corporation, productivity is profitability, which leads to a reduction in the number of employees. Thus, attempting to increase productivity in the economy as a whole may benefit business owners, but will increase the number of unemployed workers. The problem with this is a different comparison. It's sort of saying within a company, you have this, but increased overall economic productivity might not be the same as increasing the productivity of a company. So that's really not quite the same thing. So A presumes without justification, so it's kind of a bad comparison or analogy, presumes without justification that increased employment is sufficient reason to abandon increased productivity. I don't think that that's really saying that it has to be increased. It's just saying it has some negative impacts. It doesn't say whether or not we should or shouldn't do it. Fails to justify presumption that attempting to increase productivity in the economy as a whole would produce results similar to those produced by attempting to increase productivity in a single corporation. Yes, that's what we're kind of getting at, is that we're assuming that those two things are the same when we don't know that that's true. C, unfairly criticizes politicians in general on the basis of the actions of a few. It doesn't say it in general, it just says they often do this. And then fails to justify its presumption that attempting to increase productivity in the economy as a whole is always more important than the interests of workers. Actually, it's not assuming that it is. In fact, it's assuming that it's not. B, fails to address potential drawbacks and benefits of attempting to increase productivity at a single corporation. Well, it doesn't really need to, and it did kind of address some of them. It doesn't need to address all the potential drawbacks and benefits. And so therefore, in this case, answer choice B is going to be our correct one.